Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Our Destiny Diva is here, Dr. Bernita Adams Robinson, and she's founder of Proverbial Peace Revived Ministries. And we are going to talk about self-sabotage of the unconscious mind. My God, do we self-sabotage?
All the time.
Yes.
Good morning, Twanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
Good.
You know, we see people self-sabotaging all the time. And a lot of times when you're doing it, you cannot see yourself sabotaging yourself.
Absolutely not. Mm. Absolutely not. That subconscious mind is called subconscious just for that reason. Mm-hmm. And the best way for me to begin to help us understand what that is, because we've all heard it,
yeah.
You know, your subconscious mind. But most people never think about what that is and how it impacts. So the best way to understand it is there are a couple of things. When you're driving to work, you drive generally the same way,
mm-hmm.
and you get comfortable driving that way. When you drive to work, don't you sometimes find yourself thinking about other things?
Yes.
And what you got going on that day, but you still wind up at work.
Yes, like the car drove by itself.
Exactly. And, you know, scientists call it rote memory.
Right.
Well, that's your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your subconscious mind is like a massive computer. It records everything in your life. It's even recording things when you're not aware or conscious when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It never stops working. So from the time of your birth, and many pediatricians will tell you now it's even while you're in the womb,
mm-hmm.
your mind starts to record memory. Those memories, things that you do consistently, regularly, become your subconscious memories. And those memories are the drivers of how you perceive life. Same with your tying your shoe. You don't think about it when you tie your tennis shoes. You just bend down and
right.
you tie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've done it so often, it's just part of you. And that's what some people say, it's just part of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way I am. It's just the way I think. It's just the way I talk. It's just the way I walk. That all resides in your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind doesn't make decisions, so to speak. It's not a creative thinker. That's your conscious mind.
Mm.
The subconscious mind does what it has been programmed to do. And therein lies the rub, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your life has been hard, if you had a hard childhood, if you went through trauma in your childhood, if you had a mother who could not love you, a father who abandoned you, all of those feelings, all of those thoughts, if people said things to you that hurt you, belittle you, made you feel worthless, your subconscious mind is taking in every single nuance of how you feel, how that made you think, how that made you feel other people saw you. Your subconscious mind has recorded all of that.
Wow.
So if you're not conscious of your subconscious, then you're trying to do things and the consciousness of your life that your subconscious is going, that's not normal for me. So let's say you have a desire. You want to open a business.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's going to take a loan. You have been disappointed by people when you told them what you wanted to do. You tried things and you failed. So your subconscious mind is saying, okay, my comfort zone is just to stay back here and just be cool with this job. But your conscious mind, somebody's hyped you up. You want to go start a business. And you want to go to the bank and talk to them about a loan. Your subconscious mind said, I'm not comfortable with this. So when you get in there to talk to the man, you're stumbling over your words. Your presentation isn't powerful. You don't sound confident because your subconscious mind has learned that this comfort zone of yours is where it wants to reside and where you really want to reside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to push yourself out to do something different. And I know, because I can relate, I was very, very self-conscious as a young person. When people started pushing me out front, I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
When people complimented me on something, I would always, oh, it's nothing, don't worry about it. That's because the subconscious Bernita was used to being on the back burner. my subconscious mind was used to, I'm going to stay back here. If I stay back here, I won't get laughed at. I won't get made fun of because I was, you know, the chubby kid and people talked about me. That's why I found solace in my grades. I was an A student all the way.
Mm-hmm.
That subconscious mind puts you in a place that you're comfortable with, and it keeps you there unless you tell it otherwise. You can look at it like this. The subconscious mind obeys. The conscious mind gives the command.
Mm-hmm.
So if consciously you have endured all this stuff, your mind has told your subconscious mind that this is all I'm worth.
Mm.
And the subconscious mind obeys what it has learned to obey and been programmed to do. Most of us never think about that.
Wow.
We get up, we go to work, we come home, and we do things repetitively over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So all those habits you have formed, that's because your subconscious mind has been told this is what you're comfortable with. This is where you feel good at. This is what's good for you. This is what you need to do. And your subconscious mind just says, okay. Now, this is the exciting thing. Your subconscious mind is endless. According to research, by the time you're 21, you have more information stored in your subconscious mind than an entire encyclopedia.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just think, if by the time you're 21, no, I'm sorry, more than 100 times the information in an encyclopedia.
Wow.
So now think about this. If all this information is recorded in your subconscious mind and it limits you, if you made the conscious choice, remember, the conscious mind commands, the subconscious mind obeys.
Mm-hmm.
So if consciously you make the decision, I'm not staying in this place of doom, I'm not staying in this place of lack, I'm not staying in this place of make and do, I'm going to come out of this, I'm going to start that business, I'm going back to school, and you, just like you learn by rote memory to drive without thinking about where you're driving, if you continuously have those thoughts and you're pushing those thoughts in your conscious mind and you're beginning to act outside of your comfort zone, eventually and quickly, your subconscious mind will get the message, oh, we're limitless now. We're going to do something now.
Mm-hmm.
All of that information now can be reprogrammed to take you in the direction of the direction you want to go. Destiny, purpose, fulfillment, happiness, hope. But if you don't think about it, your subconscious mind, you'll always
take
be
over.
Where you are
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes something will happen and I'll feel a certain way. And I'll say, where does that come from? And I begin to pray and say, Lord, show me where that comes from. Because, you know, it's not something that you consciously would have thought or
exactly.
done. And so I always question that. I say, hey, that's not a part of me. Where did that come from?
And science tells us that's the mindset of success.
Mm-hmm.
Successful people challenge themselves past that comfort zone. And although they may not even think about it this way either, what they're challenging is the programming in that subconscious
mm-hmm.
mind.
Mm-hmm.
They're challenging that programming that says, I got to stay in my comfort zone because it feels good. It might not feel good physically. I might be in an abusive relationship. I might be in a place where I'm constantly talked down to. But see, I know this place.
Right.
And the subconscious mind said, better this place I know than that place I don't.
That's amazing.
And
yeah.
that subconscious mind keeps you right there. It takes a mind shift, literally, a reprogramming
mm-hmm.
to do what you just said I'm going to do. I start with prayer. God, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then you have to take another step. You have to, once you ask God, you got to listen to figure out where it's coming
right.
from so you can change it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most of us say, oh, God, I don't know where this is coming from. Help me with it. And we keep moving.
You better pay attention.
You better pay attention.
Yes, because it could be something from your childhood, something mm-hmm. that happened to you that formed that unconscious. And you have to be able to say to yourself, but this is not true.
Mm-hmm.
This is not who I am.
That's
so that
right.
will not stand.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have, they call it the homeostatic impulse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what drives your subconscious mind. And on a physical level, that's what keeps your temperature regulated. That's what keeps your blood flowing. That's what keeps the synapses up, you know, all that mm-hmm. stuff that keeps your muscles going. Well, that process also happens with your mental processing. And that's where that comfort zone comes in. The subconscious mind, based on that homeostatic process, it keeps you focused on what's normal for you.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes your behavioral pattern. You know, in church, we always say that mean old lady is that way just because that's the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way she's learned to
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to make you get positioned for something different than you've always gotten, you have to be conscious of what has been fed to your
right.
subconscious thought processes.
Right.
And it always goes back to a former time. It goes back to childhood, teenage years, college years, that time before you're 25, when what you experience is an emotional attachment to it. It goes back to that time. And if you can actually get in there and really start to reprogram, you can do amazing things. There's a publisher. His name is, I think it's David Weib. He gave an analysis of a book by Joseph Murphy called The Power of the Subconscious Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And in his analysis, Mr. Weib's analysis, he equated the subconscious mind to faith in God.
Mm.
And it made so much sense to me when I read this, because what he says is faith is the foundation of everything, but that faith is driven by what you believe in your subconscious mind. And it became clear, because I started thinking that there are some people, I know people who love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and spirit, who are living in lack. And I know people who are sold out to God, who are, you know, they speak and their desires seem to manifest. I said, what's the difference? And God showed me different people that I've been working with, and we've been working with in Woman to Woman. And I listen to their speech pattern, how they say things, and some seem just negative, just sad, just depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And some are just empowered. They can be in the midst of a storm, and they're still talking
Amen.
With empowerment and authority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there it was. It was just so clear to me. Their subconscious mind has recorded all this negativity and all these bad things, the traumas, so they get stuck there. So they can talk faith all they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If their subconscious mind says, you're not good enough to start a business, you're not smart enough to go back to school, you're not pretty enough to get that man that you're interested in, you're not good-looking enough to get that woman you're interested in, it will never happen. And on the other side, you can have women or men who just look plain. They're not absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, but they have thriving relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You can have individuals who were not A students in school, but they're making their businesses flourish.
That's right.
It's because in their subconscious mind, they are unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the question you have to ask yourself today is, do you want to be mediocre and live a woe-is-me life? Or do you want to be empowered and be unstoppable?
So how do you do that, though? How do you change your unconscious mind? And I know that you have to be conscious of the unconscious. You really do.
That's the very first step right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize your conscious mind is just that. When you are awake and when you see and when you experience, you process those individual experiences individually. Your subconscious mind is always active. So whatever you do, you need to be conscious of what is that little voice saying after you say what you say you want. Okay, you say you want to lose that weight and it's time to exercise. Is that subconscious mind saying I'm too tired?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like going to the gym. Then your subconscious mind is apparently processed that you're lazy.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to push past that thing and say, you know something, I may be tired, but if I can do 8 hours of work, I can do 15 minutes of exercise.
That's right.
Okay? If your theory, your thinking and says, I want to learn more. I want to grow more. I want to be empowered more. Then, honey, that means you need to read something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, the thought of picking up a book is like, oh, that's a big book.
Too many pages.
Too many pages. What have you taught your unconscious mind that learning is not fundamental?
Right.
It's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to just a couple of weeks ago, and you and I had this conversation with the board. I said, you know, we've got to set some parameters on board service and board fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had so many a couple of negative responses to a mandated fundraising effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we can't do that. Where did that come from? This is Atlanta, Georgia. We can fundraise.
Right, all day.
But something in that subconscious mind said, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently your subconscious mind is saying you don't feel comfortable talking to people. You don't feel comfortable going to people outside of your comfort zone. You don't feel confident that you have the capacity to encourage people to do something that they may not have wanted to do before.
Mm-hmm.
So what message do you hear from that little voice when you say you want to do something? And hint, hint, that little voice is the inkling of your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if your subconscious mind is always telling you what you can't do, it's time to do something so you can do it.
That's right.
Now, there are two levels to this. If your subconscious mind has, that the programming has been truly impacted by trauma, it could have been a rape, it could have been molestation, it could have been a devastating family divorce or something like that. Sometimes you are going to have to bite the bullet and get some help.
Yes.
Okay?
I agree.
You need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
If you work, most employers now have what's called the EAP, the Employee Assistance Program.
Mm-hmm.
That's free to you. That's a benefit where you can go see a counselor for free for one issue.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you had a devastating divorce or a devastating death that ended in depression. That's two issues. EAP will help you deal with the acceptance of the death or the divorce, and they will help you with the depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a total of 8 sessions right there. So if you have suffered a trauma and you can't get past it, don't be stubborn. Oh, I'll be all right. It's going to be all right. No, your subconscious mind is not telling you that, whether you don't know it or not. Your subconscious mind has recorded that as a trauma, and to ensure that you are protected from further hurt, the subconscious mind now said, let's just stay in our safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If it was a death or a divorce, why don't we not just connect to anybody else? Let's just be single. Let's be by ourselves. And then you get sad and lonely. Do something. So if it's a trauma, get help. If it's just that you're stuck and you don't know where to go, maybe you need some coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Find you a spiritual, a Christian, a faith-based coach who can help you get past this stuck place to the next level. But there are some things that you might be able to do right now.
Right.
Just you. With yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, assess your confidence level. Because if those messages that have gone to your subconscious mind have made you feel that you are less than valuable, then you have a confidence problem. And if you have a confidence problem, even before you go see the counselor or the coach, you can start by reprogramming how you think about what happens to you. Step one, monitor that subconscious voice, because the subconscious mind is the driver. And if it's constantly telling you what you can't do, you have to muster up the strength to do it anyway. Take a step of faith.
Yes.
Even when you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know I have to do. It's a fight.
It's a fight.
And remember, you have to fight for yourself. I always say this. You must fight for yourself, because your unconscious is going to tell you you can't do that. You're not good enough. They're gonna laugh at you. You're going to be rejected. I mean, all that. I hear all that stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
But you push forward and you do everything it tells you you cannot do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And understand this, when you don't do exactly the way the things you want to do, when you try to do something and it fails, or you say you're going to do something and because of those subliminal subconscious messages you decide not to, and then you think about it and you want to beat yourself up, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat yourself up. F- find out why you did not follow through what you said you wanted to do.
Right.
Because apparently something happened and your subconscious mind has given you that confirmation of staying in that comfort zone. Don't beat yourself up. That's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
And a waste of the energy you need to step outside of your comfort zone. The more time you spend beating yourself up because of what you did not do, you could be doing something. The more time you spend berating yourself because, why am I thinking this way?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't go there. Do the constructive why, not the berating why. Okay, why do I feel that I can't do this? Why do I feel that I don't have enough value to make it happen? Why do I feel I don't deserve any more? Those questions you can answer. Not because you're beating yourself up, because you really want to know.
Right.
Then take that thing to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to figure it out, but I guarantee, I'm a witness. When I started to get to that point, I knew I had destiny. I knew I had something that God wanted me to do. But the broken little girl was afraid. So the broken little girl in my adult body went to God and said, I need you to tell me what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live like this. I don't want to be like this. And he just began to take me to his word, and that word broke the chains.
Amen.
When I couldn't get to a counselor because I was unemployed, and there are some counselors now who will do a scale
mm-hmm.
fee for
mm-hmm.
people who are unemployed or who have a low income, but I didn't know that at the time. So I couldn't go to the counselor to deal with the trauma of my childhood. All I could do was go to the word. So that word is still your best assessment tool. Don't try to do this all on your own, because the enemy will give you answers you don't need.
That's right.
So if you can't get to a counselor right now, if you don't know someone who can coach you through this process, go to the word and ask God to give you some answers to why you seem to be stuck. That's a good starting point.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you need to do is you need to counter the negative with something positive. And I'm not just talking about positive self-talk. That's a part of it. But the subconscious mind doesn't respond to positive self-talk that you say every once in a while. This has to be something driving within you that says, you know something, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to say that every single time feel that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
If any time you let that feeling that you can't continue to reside, you're sending mixed messages to your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So every single time the subconscious tell you can't do it, remember, it's not creative. It doesn't make decisions based on what you would like to do. It responds to what you have done and what you have allowed and what has happened to you in your past. That's all it's doing. So when it gives you information, it's not being mean. It's just part of who you are.
Yes.
So now you got to reprogram that subconscious mind to say, I can do it. When your subconscious tell you you can't, you got to continuously feed your subconscious with, I can, I will, I want to, it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a constant messaging. And yes, sometimes it may get tiring, but do you want it or do you not? That's the only question you have to answer.
That's right.
So you start with you. If you have trauma, get some counseling. And if you need help, get some coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You can come out of this place. You don't have to stay in that place of being stuck, of wanting something different, but always being driven right back to the same thing you had before. I see it in women all the time.
Yes.
They get divorced. They get rid of that man. And the next man is a different face.
With the same issues.
Hey,
yeah.
Girl, you better say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You better say that.
Yeah. It's a really interesting topic. We want you to come out to woman, keeping it real. We talk about these kinds of subjects.
And this, we started this topic for this month's meeting, our May meeting. And we are going to continue in June because, you know, in woman to woman, when we begin to talk about especially this level of processing, women want to release first.
Yes.
So May, there was a lot of releasing and
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, just telling testimonies and things of that nature. We began to discuss it, but in June, we're going to get into the details of the power of the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some actual exercises that can be done. But me telling you over the phone, phone about this and over on the radio about this is not going to help, because these are things you have to kind of learn. So we're going to practice in our June mini a couple of the exercises that really get to you communicating with your subconscious mind, because it's powerful.
It certainly is.
I say again,
it certainly is.
If you can tap into the power of your subconscious mind, you truly will be unstoppable.
Amen. Amen. When is the next Woman to Woman?
The next Woman to Woman is the second Saturday in June. That will be June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
We meet in Fayetteville. Anybody interested, please just give me a call at 404-510-7880. Again, 404-510-7880, or email proverbs_peace@yahoo.com. That's proverbs_peace@yahoo.com. And I will put you on the mailing list. We would love to see you, because the power of your subconscious mind makes you unstoppable. But until you know you're unstoppable, you will be stopped.
Wow. Wow. That is great. Dr. Bernita Adams-Robinson, the Destiny Diva, thank you so much for joining us.
Goodbye, Atlanta.